have before us today is a race. This race, once started, shall not stop for any reason. If you trip, you will be trampled. If you stumble, you will be trampled. If you refuse to trample, you will be trampled. On your mark!
The lunge, straining, and your will, chasing it. I'm floating. The light. Yes. Move toward the light.
Just pass it through, Libby.
Hey, Sheen! Have you seen my bag?
No.
Well, check it out.
Hey!
You're going down, Neutron.
Aw, please. If you run half as well as your report on the time-space continuum, I already beat you 2,000 years ago.
You got it, Timmy. No pressure. But for the love of humanity, don't low.
Isn't that big head getting a little heavy, Neutron?
Ha-ha! That's really funny, Cindy. After I cross the finish line, remind me to fake a lap.
Hey, Timmy, you know the only thing worse than you losing this relay race?
What's that, Vortex?
Losing to a girl! Ooh.
Trample him before he gets up.
You call that running?
I'm like grandma's
best. Race you to the lockers, Jimmy.
Nah, don't let it get you down, Jim Chan. I lost all sorts of races when I was your age. I turned out okay, huh? Well, sure, the trampling's left a scar or two, but I'm basically all right.
I think what your father's trying to say, Jimmy, is that losing's not important as long as you try your best.
Look, this one's shaped like President Grover Cleveland in his second term.
Well, I've had enough losing for 1 week. That's why, at this very moment, Shoebot is coating my sneakers with a mixture of thermal silicon and my all-purpose endlessly adaptable compound, Neutral Gunk. The resulting combination should create a propulsive yet frictionless environment around my sneakers that'll power me to victory.
But won't the combustion cycle become increasingly irregular due to the inhibiting effect of the silicon's thermal resistance?
Huh? Don't worry, Mom. It's just gonna be one quick experiment. But oh, so satisfying.
Gonna kick your butt twice in the same week, Neutron.
They say pride goes before the fall, Vortex.
Yeah, all I know is I go before you. Bye.
Here, Jimmy, now run at the wind. You're a cheetah, you're an eagle. Take it, seriously, run. Jimmy, you're supposed to run now.
Come, Neutron.
Well, got him
fast.
Looks like there's still time for a purple flirt break. Come on, Vortex! You still have a chance to be a loser!
Oh, look! A 1957 Van de Graaff electrostatic generator!
What? Hoo-wah!
That was amazing, Jimmy!
But I lost humiliatingly.
Yeah, but before that...
You were going so fast you were completely invisible.
Which you might want to stay all the time because you're the laughingstock of the whole school.
Invisible, huh? That just might come in handy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Squirrel. Would you like
like to keep me company while I eat my lunch for her?
Now to test how invisible I really am.
Well, I built up my sandwich. Oh, so that's your game, is it? Well, mister, I'm too good for acorns. How'd you like a nice detention?
I am moving too fast to see. Imagine the possibilities.
I could benefit all mankind.
Or I could totally get back at Cindy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Come on, Nissa, your turn.
Okay. And my name is Nissa. I'm a good kisser. My favorite Tommy's first name is Marissa.
Ah, sweet revenge.
See, my name is Cindy. Chicago is windy. Mario and
Brittany?
I didn't do it.
Oh, I suppose the rope tripped me by itself. Hey, what's going on?
Dude, you're not a dude.
Wait, I can explain, Nixie. I was jumping rope and the jump rope came alive and I just...
Invisible body strikes! This may be my greatest invention ever. Think what I can do. Think what I shouldn't do, but will do. Think... Wait a minute. Something's wrong. I can't stop. No! Mom was right. The combustion cycle is accelerating out of control. Can't get my chute off. Must go.
What if Ultra Lord found a baby llama and he named it Carlito and he raised it and taught it karate and how to fly?
Meh. Ultra Lord doesn't need a sidekick, Carl. And if he did, there's no way it would be a llama sidekick named Carlito. Wow! Wow! The heck was that?
Did you hear something?
Yeah, no, not if you didn't. Definitely not if you didn't.
Great. They can't see me or hear me. I've got to communicate somehow.
Don't be alarmed or anything, Carl. But I think we may be in the presence of a creature from the other side.
Oh, the playground?
No, I mean a spirit, a phantom, an apparition.
Oh. You mean like a person that used to be a person and then they died and now they're a...
Ghost!
Help? Jimmy?
Oh, no! He's got Jimmy! What are we gonna do, Shane?
Since we're just kids and this is a ghost, I suggest we run away as quickly as possible, screaming at the top of our lungs.
Would become less dense, and in theory, I could slip right out of my shoes. Or I could end up a gelatinous mess splattered all over the ground. I really hope it's the first one. Perfect. I think it's working. Lifting out of my shoes.
I have never been so embarrassed in all my life. And in front of Nick.
Oh, cheer up, girl. With your grades, you can transfer to any school in town.
I just know Neutron's behind this. When I see him...
We just saw a ghost!
Yeah, and it has Jimmy!
Good, it can keep him.
Boy, you really have some anger issues, don't you?
I'm back.
And by the way, that wasn't a ghost. It was me. But once again, I've solved everything.
Ew! I thought Nurtron was hard to look at before, but this is disgusting.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're totally gross.
Yet somehow cool.
But completely nasty.
Yet strangely awesome.
What are you guys talking about?
No. My molecules haven't reassimilated.
Hey, look. He's fun to pull.
Stop it, Carl.
No, it's fun. Pick up a stick and poke him, Sheep.
Come on.
Wow, Jimmy. You finally invented something we can all enjoy.
Hey,
yeah. This is better than a video game.
Stop it.
I can do this all day. No. And I think I will.
Okie dokie, pokey pokey.